right, we're back.
Hello, everyone.
After 9,000 years.
Be quiet.
We're finally back.
It's been a lot going on.
It's been a lot going on. I think I've changed into an entirely different person in the last 3 weeks. I am so tired. You would think, well, what y'all been doing, Kim? Y'all ain't been here in 3 weeks. Well, the first week was my fault. The second week was both of our faults. And then the third week was Monique's fault. So here we are.
Ain't no, by the grace of God, we made it here today. So
we did. In the middle of a pandemic.
Hello, coronavirus. It's a Cardi B voice.
Oh my gosh. So how are you doing? Oh wait, hey Mo.
Hey Kim.
You ready?
Hell yeah. Fine. This morning last night I realized I cannot smell anything. And you literally said that yesterday. You was like, the first sign is you can't smell anything. Like, you lose your sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh God.
So we're all gonna die. In case you did not know.
That's what I get for going outside, y'all.
Oh, Jesus. Please don't even play like that. Cause like, honestly, what would we do? I mean, you would stay in the house for a couple of weeks and hopefully not die or need any kind of assistance.
Lord. I just want my smell back.
Now the rest of us are going to die.
Sorry, y'all.
No, you're not sorry.
I'm sorry. Came out of nowhere.
I really think you just, like, I don't think you got it. I think you just congested.
But it, like, that just came out of nowhere, too. I'm just like, why can't I breathe? Last night I was literally in the bed like this, breathing. Like, through my mouth.
That's not a good sign. None of this is a good sign. What happened?
I did not breathe through my nose. It felt like I was, like, holding my breath, but I wasn't. It's just, I had to breathe out of my mouth. I'm, like, reminding myself, okay, girl, breathe. I'm like,
did you take a shower?
Mm-hmm. Well, I took one this morning, but that didn't even help.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Damn. I just knew I was going to get out of there and not going to be able to smell everything. No.
Well, I'm going to pray for you.
Are we 6 feet apart right now?
Yes.
Are we?
Yeah. I'd say so.
So six rulers could fit in between us right now. I don't think so.
I think so. How many do you think?
Four.
Four?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe I need to move this chair then. if I lean in, maybe four, but if I like stay back here, we'll see.
I'm fine. But if my mama called me and said, you know, she can't taste her food.
So y'all been around each other.
Girl, little shit catching up with
call
us.
Call Dominique.
Been outside.
No, it's definitely serious. It's Easter, too.
It's really Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, everybody.
You know it's going to be...
Even though that means nothing today.
Right. Today's Easter.
Oh, technically. Everybody had their outfits. I feel bad for the people who had their things.
I'm sorry, me.
In order. I know y'all want to see y'all babies in their socks so bad.
And we can't even return the stuff right now because all the stores are closed. So we gotta hope that when the stores do open back up, they like extended their, you know, return policies right. So you can get your money back at the very least.
Even if you can go in the stores, like the stores I've been going to, you can't even do returns. Target.
Fucking Target. What kind of shit? I got a real attitude with them about that because what's the point?
Yeah, I don't really get it. I don't really know what that's about.
Is that saving them money? Or
maybe they just don't want to take your stuff.
I mean, get your product back, right? I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. You got ginger ale? Or is that Sprite?
That's ginger ale. Your girl is down and out.
Yeah, you got water and
I do.
So what did you eat?
I pulled out both of those last night. Hot cakes and sausage.
Oh, your fave.
My new fave.
I just thought about something that we can't talk about on the air, but it was just so funny.
You gotta write it down because I want to hear it.
Oh, it's about fast food.
Well, we ended up eating. Yesterday, Kim, we ate Wendy's and Taco Bell.
We did. You have to tell everybody our business
that. Sorry, y'all, but Jesus.
You did not have to tell everybody our business. We did, though, and both of them was... Yours wasn't hitting the second time. It was hitting the first time, though, right?
First time was cool. You know, all that Wendy's natural cut fries.
Oh, my God. You were here talking about these fries every day. Like, really slandering a bad bitch, and I don't understand the point.
And I didn't eat my burger.
And you didn't even eat your... You know what? The disrespect.
That fo-fo-fo,
baby. Get you right every time.
What you ended up getting from Taco Bell? Because we both had chicken burritos, but it was something else.
But I got the shredded. You just got the regular.
That shredded chicken is the pits.
What's wrong with it? I was going to ask you, but I was afraid of you ruining it for me.
Sorry. It just tastes like soggy meat baby food to me. Like, I didn't like it. Even when I was working there, and they started bringing that in, I was like, I don't like this.
So she's got to get her chicken cubed. I'm mad that lady heard our direct order and still got it wrong.
Like, I can hear them.
Anyone else.
I can't repeat myself.
You did.
I was like, because it was grilled very chicken, specific. Not shredded.
Right.
Grilled. And I felt like they was skipping that part. So he was like, tell her.
You said it like three times.
Tell her I got it.
I heard you, sis. And yet, and still, missed our Baja Blast and our quesadilla. But, you know. We ain't gonna talk about that.
We ain't gonna talk about it. All right.
But you know, we did what we had to do.
Kim, I'm trying to say what I said, but this line ain't moving. All right, they closed.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Why are you so impatient? And listen, when you told me it was going to be slow, I was preparing myself for it. Because Wendy's are typically slow. Ooh. All the ones I be going to anyway. But I went, wasn't there many people in the line, and they moved pretty swiftly, and I wasn't mad.
Damn, Wendy's are just simply always slow.
Really? I bet. I'm not surprised. Maybe it's because it was quarantine.
But I feel like most really... Wendy's I go to, I'll be like in the line forever.
And it don't matter if they're the new ones, the old ones. It don't matter.
What side of town?
It don't at all. Start talking about that Burger King on 130.
Talk about, can you make the face, Kim?
Whoop. No, I cannot make that face. I can't make that face.
What are you talking about? I ain't going nowhere.
I tell you, that took me out. As soon as he said Burger King on the 103rd, I said, why are you trying to embarrass exactly a person like that? I did. Why
it's me. I don't know which side. Someone like, that went right over my head. I'm like,
all
right.
Ooh, that sent me. We've been having fun, unfortunately, while we've been away. I ain't gonna lie.
We've
been having a ball. Trying to, anyway. In the end of the world.
We gotta make the best of this
messy situation. Yes, of this shit situation.
Jesus. I just want to go back outside. I'm taking Kim to brunch. We're going to get our stimulus checks. Let's talk about it. Let's fucking talk about it. I'm taking Kim to brunch as soon as all this shit open, bitch. Me and Kim, another whirlwind adventure. We're going to brunch.
Another whirlwind adventure. I like
it. We might as well just go ahead and go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because we got to travel somewhere. I feel like everybody going to be trying to travel.
Going somewhere, yeah.
As soon as outside opens back up. So is that where we're going to go, Atlanta?
Sure. Let's go to Atlanta.
Or Miami.
I wouldn't mind Miami either. I really want to go to Art Basel.
That ice cream museum was still a thing.
I know. It still is. I think in some cities, they're just too far for us to be. Yeah. Is it right now?
Like, I just wish, bring it back to Miami at least. But yeah, about the stimulus checks.
Back to Miami.
I'm kind of like confused as to what to do with mine, if that makes sense. So I'm trying to think of the best option. Do I just get the money? Like, I never got it. Just like stick it in a savings account.
You know that's always the best option.
Get the money. But it's other options. Get the money and pay debt. Get the money and pay your bills. For like the next
Don't pay debt with that money.
Like, what do you do?
Don't do that. That's one thing I keep hearing is like, if you got any kind of money, don't use it to pay no debt. Like, right now, because you just never know when you're going to need that money. And it's like, why pay that money back into the institution? You're not giving it to me just for me to give it right back to you. No.
So it would be best to just sit on it.
Yeah, that's what Tara said. We've never gotten a stimulus check before. Hello. We're very, very new to this. I'm kind of mad that, you know, it didn't take that long after the other one.
But if we were the people who had, like, pretty much lost our job, we would clearly need that money to pay our bills for the next coming month. Yeah, what you have. Luckily, we are still working. So we still have a check coming in. So this
full
is
time,
extra
too.
Money
did
for
you see
us.
That email about the bonus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out, was it supposed to be a bad email? They said they're going to give it to us, but the next one, might be like, all right, right. Y'all can't. I'm going to have to sit this one out.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's fair, you know. That's fair. I'm just happy to still be working 40 hours. Truly,
thank
y'all.
From my house.
Because there's so many people. Not so many people, but I have seen a few people, even like, you know, friends, family.
Yeah.
But I've seen a few people say, you know, I didn't lose my job and I'm looking for 40 hours to 30 hours. And like, even that would like ruin me. So.
This extra. For them, like, they're going to have to use that money to pay bills. So like.
Trash.
I'm just thankful we still have our jobs.
Yeah. So I'm going to just, you know, tuck it right in my savings. Save it for a rainy day.
It's all nice.
It is.
Let me check my account.
Good
maybe
little
I'm rich already. I didn't even know it.
Shut up. You're five star, right?
If I get quiet, that's how y'all know I got it.
No, she get loud. That's how you know how I haven't got it.
I ain't got shit. All right. Get out of there.
Oh, my gosh. So,
What?
Is that all you want to say about stimulus check?
I came to the conclusion that it's best to just save it.
It is. So that's it? That's all you was going to do? Was those are the only two options?
Three options. It was either like just pay the bills for the, I guess, upcoming month. Pay down like debt. But like, when I say down, I'm talking about credit card debts or something like that.
I guess maybe credit card debt might be worth paying on. Yeah. I mean, they suspended everything. So it's the student loans email me.
I ain't talking about no damn student loans.
One of them days.
Like credit cards.
About putting the hold, and so I'm wondering. They got me wondering how many other financial institutions are putting holds on payments and things like that.
A lot of people keep saying, "Oh, call such and such." They're not forcing anybody to kind of like make a payment until like June or blah blah blah. Cause I think what is it called? What is that? My mama paying for Florida prepaid. If you sign up for Florida prepaid for your kids, you don't have to pay. It's usually like $50 to enroll your child, and then you got to go ahead and start paying on it like every month. Mm-hmm. They're letting you enroll for free, and nobody has to pay until like June or July.
Oh.
She's trying to get me her to sign up for it. Ooh, because they don't come here and go to college. And I have to take out them damn loans.
Good, because those loans, that's how they keep us for the next. I was poor, and they say any payment you do make will go to your principal because we're not accruing interest right now. And I'm like, great.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I see this number go down. Like, I saw, I feel like I'm a dollar my number go down.
Like, I've only ever seen it go up.
Hello? I'm like, is this shit even moving? I feel like you gotta pay chunks at it to get it to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I ain't got that.
But it's such a massive amount of debt that will never, it's not like credit cards where it's like, even if you do have a little bit of credit card debt, you know, it's still charging you a much lower percentage than our student loans. Our student loans is such a massive amount of debt in comparison to other things that it's like the interest is always so much we'll never pay that down. Not with what we paying, and we not rich, so sorry to tell y'all.
What is it, people who make $75,000 a year or more don't get the
student? Oh yeah, or more. Don't, yeah. So and it's like, I don't even know. What position would I be in if I made $75,000 a
year? Are those people even worried at all?
Who knows?
Yeah, I feel like they got it in the bank at the very least, in their savings account or something.
Because what job is that even? I can't even name a job.
Look, that's Derek Shepherd.
No, Derek Shepherd.
He made millions, bitch.
I was going to say, Derek Shepherd made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Put that $2 million hand down or something he said one time. I was like, two.
What? Listen, Derek Shepherd was a neurosurgeon. And owned that hospital. Child, please.
You say y'all had a cut. Amanda Gray will never be broke in her life.
That's what I was going to ask you. That was a good transition. Quarantine activities. What have we been doing? What have we been watching? Mostly, what have we been watching?
The best quarantine activity is sex. I'm just kidding. Don't get pregnant out here.
We don't need no quarantine babies.
When the babies will be born?
Scorpios, I think.
They would. Oh, Lord.
No, maybe later than that. Maybe like a Sag.
Jesus.
Like November.
Yeah, I'll be careful. I hit these screens.
Yeah, keep those.
I guess, you know, everybody's trying to stay in the house. You can, you know, working out in the house, watch a little YouTube, start recording videos. Every time I get my head up, I'm not gonna record me a video.
You should.
I don't.
I don't.
I'm trash. Don't shop either. Oh my God. I've been buying shit.
Yeah. I've been trying not to buy stuff. Really, truly. It's hard.
So things to avoid. Going outside.
Life.
What I was gonna say, unprotected sex, I guess.
Yeah.
And buying unnecessary shit.
Yes.
And clearly right now, we don't have nowhere to go. Everything you're buying is unnecessary. So
pretty much, yeah.
Unless it's like a household.
Unless it's food.
And food. So I learned that. But it's my dumb ass. Like, oh, this one was, it was only $7.
You love to say that.
Only $5.
I tried to tell you yesterday, I don't care how much you pay for it. The fact is that you own it and you shouldn't.
I got it for a deal.
No, she think because she got it for under $10 that it automatically benefited her life. And that's not how it works.
Because Kim, tell them what you did yesterday at my home.
We cleaned the hell out of Monique's.
We purged.
We tried. No, we actually got rid of a lot of stuff. She has a lot of stuff. Monique got so much. I could not believe. I knew that you had a lot of stuff, and I still couldn't believe that you had that much stuff. Only because I know you don't need none of that stuff.
Hey.
If you, in my brain, y'all, here's how I think. When I go out, especially if I'm buying specifically like for my home and for myself, the first thing I think about is, where can I put this? If I ain't got nowhere to put it, it can't come home with me.
Oh, Kim, don't be that way.
Where am I going to put it? You have a serious problem, friend, and I need you to, like, really. I picked up a set of, like, the SpongeBob dish set.
I had that since elementary school. Don't you dare.
And you know what? You try to find collector's item, but why is it tucked away in the coupon closet?
Where else is it going
to
go?
Exactly. Where else is it going to go?
You need to find it in the coupon closet.
No, that's not where it goes. Coupon stuff go in the coupon closet. What part of that don't you understand? Come on now. You got all this stuff.
And Kim did my linen closet.
I did, because in order to do the linen closet, I needed to do the linen closet, which the linen closet was very fun, because most of the stuff that was in the coupon closet could have got moved to the linen closet.
Facts. Shout out to you, friends.
Yeah, shout out to me. Shout out to all of us.
Get y'all some friends that like to organize. You can't have Kim, so find someone else. She's taken.
But you know, it was a good time. I had to read you, friend, because no. I don't care how much you paid for. It is that bad. When all those people be on the internet telling you, like, are you rich? Where are you getting all this stuff?
This girl literally wrote me, was like, so you're either rich or you just really coupon a lot.
I'm here to let y'all know it's a combination of, well, it's not really a combination of both.
I don't coupon at all anymore.
She don't, and she's not rich. She just got a problem. That's really
what people spend money on what they want to spend money on. I'm one of those people, like, if somebody asks me to do something I don't want to do, all of a sudden I don't have the money. No, I don't want to. That don't sound fun. But if something I want or want to do, it's like, ooh.
Not money for that?
I think I can pull this off.
Swing this, right? She be texting me and calling me about, Kim, should I? And you know, my favorite thing is when you be like, I need you to tell me this is a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. Right now.
Period. But listen, that morning you called me and you was like, I really want to move out of this house. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, but I really don't want to rent out this house.
I don't want anybody to have my house.
But okay. And then I really want to have another baby. Okay.
My life. I was like,
y'all got to understand, she come up with these crazy ideas.
I'm very impulsive. But I usually come to my senses.
You do.
Especially in stores. Like, I'll go into a store and I'll have my basket be full of shit.
And by the time she gets to the front cart,
you know, I've toned it down. Things have been placed and been taken out of the basket. I got to my senses at some point.
And I was asking her, what did I ask you yesterday?
Oh my God, about shopping, does it just feel good?
Yeah, is it the satisfaction of getting the stuff, or is it the satisfaction of having the stuff? And she said, she proved that it was the satisfaction of getting the stuff, because once she has the stuff, she forgot she has it.
Yes.
But then, so then I asked her, I was like, there needs to be a way where you can go in and buy the stuff and get that satisfaction without actually taking it home. And the face she made, like, ooh, that actually doesn't sound very
funny. Sounds like a tease, and I'm not good.
Okay, but what's...
So that means walk around the store, put all the stuff that I love in a basket, and then, like, pretend like I checked out with it?
Yeah.
And don't take it home?
Yeah.
Kim. That's a dangerous game you're playing.
I know. And, I didn't think it through. But I think it could work if we really, really, like, try.
But I do. I have a lot of things that I buy. I think clothes with tags on it. Things around the house. I'm just like, oh.
That she literally, it was two things. Two specific things I remember bringing out. That you were like, I have that. Trash bags. You tried the hell out of Camille. Lampley, you tried her. Or not trash bags. Sandwich bags. You tried her.
Oh, yeah.
And then trash bags.
And then those sponges.
And those sponges.
So many sponges.
So like, many sponges.
Whoa. And microfiber cloths.
It was something that, oh, those, well, no, I was shocked to find that. Not you.
What?
That big box.
Oh, yeah. I know it was under there, but again, it was deep under there. I couldn't get to it, so.
Ooh.
Did you get some?
I'm traumatized. I got two, yeah.
I think Kayla got some, too.
She did. She was trying to take out of my bag. I'm like, hey.
I was like, that's hip stuff.
No. But yeah, girl, you got a problem. And you need, like, professional help.
It's my self-care. If y'all have ever seen The Girl in the Green Scarf or Confessions of a Shopaholic, what's the name of the movie? Oh, Confessions of a Shopaholic. That's the name of the movie.
I probably wouldn't have been so hard on you if you would just actually go through your things, because what really gets me is that you really don't know what's in there.
I don't. So Kim, like, pulling out all this stuff. I'm like, whoa, I have that. And we got to the clothes, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I had this. I can't wait to go outside.
I don't like that.
You're talking about that, Mo. You one of those people. If I ever hear you say I don't have nothing to wear, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem. Right. You got something in here. I know you do.
I do.
But again, it was fun and I enjoyed myself. It was just a lot.
I had things. We got to the pantry.
Who's we? Because, listen, it was so much stuff. I was like, okay, I'm going to make a kitchen bag for everything that needs to go to the kitchen.
Where is that bag?
There's nowhere. There is no bag because nothing could go to the kitchen.
Oh, nothing could go there.
No, right. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing of like, I mean, most of the cleaning stuff, I just left upstairs with the other cleaning stuff. So like sponges that could go in the kitchen didn't make it down there. Sandwich bags. Sandwich bags made it down there.
Yes, they did.
They did. I can't believe you told that baby. I only
have Camille was like, Mommy, can I please have some cereal in a bag? And I was like, Camille, we don't even have little Ziploc bags. Whole time, right there in the coupon closet.
Two boxes
of Ziploc bags.
Be ashamed.
She's going to be so happy when she gets home. I'm like, look, Camille. You want some cereal in a bag?
And you act like you bought them and you didn't buy them. Yeah. You pulled them out of the closet.
Camille be trying me anyway. What'd she tell me, Kim?
Camille says her mother never buys her anything. And you know, I understand why you feel that way, but I just beg to differ.
I'm like, Camille, have you seen your room? Have you seen it? Who do you think about that stuff?
It was so funny. Kayla came up to me. She was like, I could have sworn she just cleaned Camille's room.
Barely. I tried.
She tried.
Ain't no cleaning that room.
That's a task.
It's, you got to get rid of everything. That's all.
And it's not going to happen until she, like, you know, until she literally does not. She looks around and she's like, I don't want none of this stuff, no.
That's it. With that Peppa Pig house that I just gave Cherish, that was like the first thing I ever heard Camille say, like, okay, Mommy, you can give my Peppa Pig house away.
Really?
And I'm over here taking back by because I don't even remember when I bought it. It was like Black Friday and she was in Best Buy with us. Mm-mm. And I picked it up because it was on a sale. It was on a good deal. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mommy, that's mine. I know it. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh, I do remember that.
And that was like the first thing, the first real item. Actually, you have to look at it. She's like, you can give away my Peppa Pig house. And I was like, I'm sorry.
What? She's growing. Oh, well, that's why it's like Camille. I mean, I know she's a child and she don't know. Like, sis, girl, all you get are things
all the time,
all the time. So, yeah, when she looks around and she says, "I don't want none of this," and when is that going to be? You think she's gonna grow into it? Or you think she's gonna wake up one day like, "I hate it here."
Come on, let me get this out of here and give this away. Someday she have a day, it's like, no, I don't want to give anything away. Then it's like, oh, I don't want this, Mommy.
Has she ever, like, given something away and then asked you, like, where is it?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I would feel so played. What's your favorite thing to say? I got played stamped on my forehead. What you be saying?
I got played written across my forehead. It was something else I said I got written on my forehead, too. But I know I said played for sure. Play me.
Play me.
Something. Because I don't know why people meet me and feel like they just got to play me. I don't get it.
You love to think people just want to play you specifically.
They just out to get me. Everybody's out to get me.
Listen, I promise that's not the case.
What you told me yesterday, talking about Kim, Mo, everybody gets played.
Everybody gets played.
It's always me first.
No, you didn't say that. Bruh, everybody out here get played like Monopoly. What do you mean?
Such trash.
So what you been watching?
Like, what show? Well, you know, Insecure comes on tonight, but I can't watch that, so.
Well, I wonder whose fault that is. Let's talk about how. So, I don't know if y'all remember, if you're fans of ours. A few months back, we had an extended conversation about streaming services and how Mo feels like she don't have to pay for those.
And don't.
So, what did you and your family speak about the other day?
Mm-hmm. They wanted me to pay for BET Plus, or whatever it's called. And it's a no for me, so.
And I asked her.
Well, one, because I don't want BET. So.
How much is it?
I have no idea.
I wonder.
I didn't tell you.
That's not the point. Everybody else, you watching all these streaming services and everybody else is paying for it. So you just feel like, I mean, I wouldn't pay for it either if I didn't want it. But everybody was just looking at you like, how did you get away with not paying for anything?
I'm just blessed. I told him that in Granny Liberal. I was like, y'all, how y'all gonna be mad at me because I'm blessed? They got so annoyed.
I would get so annoyed because what are you talking about?
Ooh, they so mad at me.
And now look at you. Egg on your face because you ain't got HBO. Sucks to suck.
So somebody give me the HBO login so I can watch Insecure.
Yeah, if you care about her, give it to her. If you don't want to be used, don't give it to her.
If you don't mind somebody just watching yourself, you have to pay for it anyway, so just let me watch it.
No, ma'am.
Because Kim's going to be watching it without me.
Truly?
Just call me on the phone and just set the FaceTime up so I can watch it when you watch
with
it.
With my wife.
Can we do that?
No.
You're not a real friend.
You're right.
Why would you just let me watch it on FaceTime?
Because I don't like you like that, and I don't appreciate how you acting about streaming services. You really sat there and tried to convince me for 30 minutes that it was okay for everybody else to pay, but not money. I don't like it. I don't like that. So
it's a blessing if somebody lets you get their login for their streaming services.
It is a blessing, but it ain't gonna be your blessing on today.
They just mad because all of them are blessing me at the same time. Y'all just jealous.
Why you can't pour into the blessing too and bless others?
Girl, I don't have time for that.
Well, you'll be watching HBO next week.
I'm come over here and watch it. That's all right.
You cannot come in here. She's where. Listen, yesterday was
the first time. This is our house.
Yesterday was the first time I was even in her home.
Oh,
and then try to convince me. Oh, you know, Kim, you've been here. You've been here. What you talking about?
You've been there.
I've been there, but I've never been there, like, ever.
Laid up in the bed and stuff like
that. I come in.
Yeah, you're right.
I come in. I say hello. I sit on the couch, maybe, and then I leave.
And I feel so bad. But you know, like, what?
We don't have to get into it.
No, we do not.
But
y'all,
don't be trying to sit here and talk about I'm not a real friend. Don't be trying to sit here and talk about I'm not a real friend when you ain't ever even invited me to your house. And y'all, laid up on my couch.
Don't say I didn't invite you to my house. Now. Wait a minute.
Laid up all on my furniture, all up on my things. Like she owns the place.
Under my blanket right now on my couch.
And I can't even get a cup of water.
What?
I'm being dramatic. I'm being extra. I finished Grey's Anatomy.
What do you mean finished? Like, you watched it again?
No, I watched the season ended.
Oh my gosh. I forgot. So it's over now?
Yeah, for the season.
Oh, just for the season.
Yeah, come back on.
So next season is the last final season.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
They didn't say that. They just said there's going to be a next season.
Okay.
So who knows?
I don't know why in my mind I thought either this was the last season ever or that the next season was going to be like the last season ever.
Bitch, I don't think Grey's Anatomy ever going to go off.
I need to figure out what happened. The last episode I watched, they were talking about Richard when they weren't talking about it, but he was talking about he wanted to quit and stuff. Because by the time his hands started shaking and all that good stuff.
Oh, so yeah, you're pretty. You probably got like 3 episodes or so to go.
Ooh.
It was real spicy.
Is Joe still being like sad about Alex?
No. I look at Joe and I just, they really tried my girl.
I just wish they would have got rid of her as well.
Sorry. Why? You don't like Joe?
God, no.
You don't?
Bring back Stephanie.
No, okay. Well, that's fair. I can't argue with you there. Joe was more interesting with Alex. I can't lie.
She's so whiny. But that's why I was like, okay, they get rid of Alex. Okay, they're going to take Joe, too. Because if they don't take her, now we got to see Joe be whiny every episode from this point on.
That is a good point. I don't want to see that. But she's not really doing that.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, she's
kind of... Because I just knew that's what it's going to do with her character.
I think they did it because they've done that shit enough. They've literally had Joe be whiny for so long with her and this abusive ex-boyfriend. And then, like, oh, my God, all that shit with DeLuca. Oh! I ain't never seen that girl cry so much in my life. Yeah, so I'm glad they didn't give her that story. But I knew they weren't going to get rid of her because it's like there's no real reason to... I mean, there is, but there's no real reason to get rid of her. Like, just because this actor wants to go. Why she got to lose her job, too? So, they're going to have to figure out a way to make it work. They didn't, but they tried, I guess.
That's how I figured out what her storyline was going to be without him.
Truly. Now it's just, he left her. Again, like somebody left Joe. I don't get it. But she's like a real surgeon now, so I like that. That adds a little bit of layers to her character. I didn't really care for it when she was just a resident, you know, because that just adds another layer to the whininess. Now she's calling the shots and she's telling people what to do, so I like that.
What happened with DeLuca? Last thing with DeLuca, they had to like huddle around him because he was acting fucking crazy.
Still.
So he's still acting crazy?
Still.
Oh, great. All right. And who else was I? Owen and Teddy. Carassic, all of that shit there. Because
wild.
Amelia found out that
it was Link's baby.
Link's baby. It's actually his baby.
Mm-hmm.
So all that shit went on. And then poor Teddy, she was thinking that it was going to be Owen's baby, so she done went and messed with Carassic.
Yes.
Not even.
Listen, it got so much worse.
It did?
It got so much worse.
Oh, God.
You have to watch it, yeah. But that's over. So now I'm just like, okay, I'm definitely watching Doug. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Doug. Adding Doug to the list. But right now I'm watching House, and that has been a great time.
My mom used to watch House.
Ugh, what a great show.
I was trying to do the Doug thing, so I was like, doo, 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 doo. Okay.
you know the vibes. Damn, Doug is good.
I'm watching Blood.
What really? Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds fun. Where you been watching that at?
Disney Plus.
Oh, okay, of course. Ooh, that sounds fun. I wanted to watch Raven, but y'all know what happened with that.
What did you say happened?
Like, it wasn't all the episodes on there, and they really tried it. I appreciate that.
I wonder why they do stuff like that. Was it something on the episode that, you know, was it, I don't know, properly paid for? Does that make sense?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because y'all own it. You are Disney. Right. There's no way you don't own it. You own everything about this. So what's the issue?
We don't get it.
What is the issue? I want my Raven right now. That's why I cut it off. I was so annoyed.
When is new prop from the episode supposed to come?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, it was supposed to be this fall, but everybody's halted production on shows. So if your show's not finished, if it's not shot, it won't be shot.
Wow. Thank you, Corona.
Right. So no Euphoria, no Handmaid's Tale.
You remember I tried to get into Handmaid's Tale with y'all, and I did watch several episodes, but I don't know how. I just stopped. I don't remember the last thing I had to watch. I probably had to start all over.
Probably.
That show is so weird to me.
It is weird, but it's real good.
So, again, the wives, the ones who would be, like, holding their hands while the other lady is, like, in front of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They could not have kids, or they just didn't want to?
No, they can't have children.
Oh.
Yeah, so a pretty fucked up world. And it's kind of like, I mean, right now, you probably don't even want to watch it, depending on the kind of person you are, because it is so depressing. It's so depressing. And you'd be like, wow, I actually don't want to, kind of just want to see bright colors and fun songs. Don't want to see this.
This is your head. I'm like, what is happening?
This post-apocalyptic bullshit. Oh, but it was so good, though. That was some good-ass drama. Listen. Ooh, watch Parasite. That was very good.
What was that about?
It was really about this poor family trying to work their way into, not to become rich, but to start working for this rich family. Like, they all wanted to work for this for this rich family. So they kind of like finessed their way into it, and drama fucking ensues. But it was so good. It's all in, I think, South Korean. So it's subtitles for the entire film.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, but it's an easy film to follow. It wasn't really that hard to follow.
Oh, good Lord.
Don't want to read. It's hard, though, because you got to keep your eyes glued to the screen. It's not like you can... It's not a scroll your phone kind of movie. You definitely got to pay attention. But it was very good. Very good. So I'm trying to make a list of movies I want to watch while we're all stuck here in the house for the next 6 months.
A lot of shows on Netflix people are talking about. Ozark, Tiger King.
Yes.
All American. Is that what it's called? Great American, All American.
Something like that.
And what else? There's other stuff people have just been talking about. They've been watching, like...
Oh, what was that show? Is it Love is Blind?
Oh, Love is Blind. I didn't really finish it, but it was pretty good, I guess.
Oh, you started?
Yeah, I did. I mean, all the way through to, like, when they all start, like, the weddings and stuff.
Uh-huh. It's reality, Flash. Right?
Huh?
It's a reality show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Y'all have been hearing about Ozark, and why the hell y'all got me wanting to watch that? I told myself I'm not watching no more shows. Leave me alone.
I almost watched Tiger King just because everybody kept talking about it. But I did the same thing. What was that movie called? Bird Box or something like that?
Still never seen that.
I only kept watching it because that's all that was on my timeline. Yes. I'm like, okay, I'm like the only one who don't know what's going on here. So let me watch it.
The fear of missing out. That FOMO.
That's that peer pressure.
It is. But everybody keeps talking about it. And when I was talking to my dad, and he was watching it too. And I'm like, damn. So literally everyone is watching this show.
Right.
I think I want to as well.
Oh, great.
They're talking about trauma, people dying. I need something easy on the mind, okay?
Right.
Stop trying to kill me. If it's dramatic, I need to have already seen it.
That's the funny stuff. Like, why are you watching funny stuff, y'all?
Adrenaline junkie. So I'm really excited about Insecure. And we
got
10 episodes.
What are we expecting on this episode? I just need something with Molly and Dro.
Oh, Dro's not going to be on this season.
Fuck, so we're never going to get answers?
I don't think so, no. He's not on this season. You look hurt.
Gross.
Hurt. From what I can see, yeah, he's not going to be here.
So that means they're gonna probably just kill that whole storyline anyway. So Molly will be like, yeah, I'm tired of this shit. And like, that's just gonna keep it moving.
Yeah.
Fuck Fuck no.
You wanted to see what was going to happen.
I don't know. I just felt like his wife, what's her name? Was her name Candace?
Yes.
Candace, I just felt like she didn't know. Well, she did know.
She did know. Why y'all keep,
I don't know.
They were in an open relationship. That lady knew, because I swear to God.
She knew it was Molly though.
Yes. They were in bed one day and Candace called and he answered the phone. But just by what he said back to her, you could tell that she asked him, where are you? Oh, I'm with Molly. I'm at Molly's. Like, he knew. She knew. Everybody knew. Y'all swear that man was lying.
Okay, but we still didn't know, like, why he didn't tell her that, you know, Candace is pregnant.
Why would he have to? That's his wife. She should have assumed.
Molly was your best friend.
They weren't even talking on speaking terms when she found out.
Oh, see. This is
things
we need to know.
I'm trying to figure out who even broke that news to her. Because they were very much like, girl, did you expect? Or maybe that was on Insecure Tea, the podcast with Crystal and Fran. Maybe it was on that.
Oh, I miss listening to that.
Because it was just like, girl, what did you expect? He was married and he told you that from jump. Like, come on now. Come on now.
Well, I would expect my best friend to tell me still. Why am I finding out about you and your wife's? You
know, because they weren't on speaking terms. She told his ass she didn't want to talk to him. She took away his key. She told that man, look, we're done.
Benito. What made her do that? Like, we'll push her over the edge with that one?
I think because she just didn't like the fact that she couldn't have him to herself.
Oh, okay.
And so she was doing the right thing. She would tell him, like, okay, like, I want to do some more. But that pissed him off because, you know, niggas. So that made him upset. They wasn't on speaking terms. When she found out at that baby shower was the very first time they had even spoken to each other in a while. And she was, like, losing him. Like, Molly, girl. Girl.
I need to watch those episodes. I might do that. Let me go ahead and just break down and play this damn HBO.
Go ahead. Do that.
I was playing. I ain't got it. My siblings ain't hit yet.
Oh, okay. So.
I ain't even playing.
No, wait on that. That $15 ain't nothing to play with, okay?
Oh, oof, girl.
15?
What was I, how was I watching Game of Thrones?
How were you watching Game of Thrones?
Because I've been watching it on the TV. So
Hulu? You still needed an HBO subscription, I feel.
I think I was paying for HBO at one point.
Okay.
So I could just probably just get it right back. I might as well. I really don't want to miss Insecure.
Don't. Because I'm going to talk about it.
What I ask you, can we watch it live? Or we're going to have to wait like an hour after it like airs or something?
Yeah, I think we're going to wait after it airs.
And it airs at 10?
10. Late. Very late. But it's a half hour, so I mean, it means it'll come on at 10, you know, 10:30.
Why is the show not hour long episodes? It was always like 30 minutes?
Yeah, it was always a half hour.
Jesus.
It's just 10 now instead of 8. The previous 3 seasons, it was 8 episodes.
I don't know what things to expect.
So Issa, I know Issa's going to be doing this block party situation.
I'm so over that storyline for some reason. I don't know why. It just doesn't.
You just like the mess.
And she was working with Lauren's new girlfriend. And she found out that they're together, right? Okay.
So that's the thing.
Tiffany's name, Nathan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see Nate, but I hope he comes back. I did not see him, but I do hope he comes back. I did see, you remember the guy with the Asian guy with the long hair that Molly had dated?
Yeah.
He comes back.
Okay, so I guess that's going to be Molly's storyline.
It's going to be a thing, I guess. I'm not really sure because it's okay. Like the people that were in the previous seasons. Oh, her brother's coming back and I love him. He's so funny.
Ah. Ooh, he's who is so that funny. He's always arguing with?
Kelly.
Ah. Kelly.
Oh, he was so funny.
Damn.
I kind of want to, like you said, I want to go watch
him. Have you been able to like binge the old episodes on HBO? Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I'm just going to break down and just get it. Let me go $15, Kim.
I hate when you do that. You'll be looking at me so serious,
I'm
too.
I'm going to go get this damn thing. Let me hold $15.
I hate you so.
Give me $10.
No.
Y'all see how she do me?
Y'all see how she do everybody else.
Yeah.
Listen, pay breakdown, pay the HBO. Listen, you should actually wait. You should probably just, so you only got to pay for it a month. Because it's 10 episodes. It's going to be, you don't have to pay for it for like 3.
Well, I don't want to miss it. I'm going to watch when everybody else watch it.
Okay, that's fair.
Ugh, can't let me hold some.
Po ass nigga, you hold some.
Shut your mouth, Kate.
Ooh, so, okay, so we say Kate. I don't know if you saw the internet going on about this. Well, white women on the internet going on about this. About Karen being a slur.
No.
Ooh, we say Kate. Katie.
We say Kate. Shut your mouth, Kate.
That's just my...
So Karen is a slur.
That's what they say, that it's offensive. It's just, you know, the generic white lady name.
Oh, like they all call us Shanae.
Hello? Listen.
And is that still like the go-to, or what would they call us?
I have no idea.
If we say Kay or Karen, what are they saying?
Shaniqua. I always thought that was Shaniqua. The one. Like, people say that a lot.
It's more realistic than Shanae.
It is. You know what I wouldn't be offended by? Ebony. All right, Ebony. I actually would think that was hilarious. If I'm like, I'd be like, all right, sis, I'll see you.
Because it works both ways.
It works.
Because when we be in the store, I'm getting, like, say a white lady bump, like, all right, Janet, watch it now.
Okay, Ebony.
Oh.
I would holler. She would be my friend, actually. Because it's actually not that right.
Watch out, Karen. Like, oh, okay, Ebony.
It actually kind of fits, and I'm not mad. And it's kind of clever.
Back up, Shaniqua.
See, now I would think you're just being lazy. You could have came up with something else. Lazy.
Shut your mouth.
I was trying to think of why I was talking about Doug. Oh, because on the read, Fury said that, child, NBA Youngboy, that's the one dating Floyd Mayweather's daughter. But he said that NBA Youngboy looked like Roger Klotz.
Who's that?
Remember the green guy from Doug? The bully with the leather jacket?
What?
Please look up Roger Klotz. Please look up Roger. When I tell you, I was on the floor. Because he looked exactly...
Wasn't that Patty's brother or something?
Was it Patty's brother?
Well, I feel like that,
I don't think it was.
That goes together.
It wasn't. They just all went to school together. Because I just got finished watching the very first episode, and then they didn't give me... Maybe they were. Shit, maybe I missed it. I don't know, but he looked just like Roger Klotz, and he's just as, like, unhinged as Roger Klotz.
Can you believe that? That bitch, she's set for life, but you out here acting like one of these bald-headed hoes.
Over this man, who ain't got even close to your daddy's money.
And got all these baby mamas.
Oh, that too. I forgot about that.
Jesus.
And is really out here acting a fool.
Whoever the girl was, she stabbed. I didn't even know who this girl was. I'm like, she's pregnant? What is happening?
I need some confirmation because I keep hearing that she was pregnant and the baby died. And I was like, I need proof of that because that's serious. And somebody's got to go to jail. How old is she? Do you know? Yaya?
I think she's 21. Oh. I don't know.
Young.
But what do you think about her? Did she really have to do jail time?
She stabbed somebody, so, like, shit.
Like, how long, or, like...
Oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know, because the judicial system is so trash, especially for black people, that I don't know, but, like, you do gotta... Something has to happen since you stabbed somebody, especially if that person was pregnant. That's not okay.
And it wasn't like, oh, the girl was beating my ass, so I just probably, you know, grabbed the first thing I could.
Yeah.
It made it seem like it was her, like...
What is the truth? That video where he was... First of all, you were trying to wake this girl up out of her sleep. She looked... So confused.
So my wife. Oh my God, she like popped up a healer.
Huh?
He said, and her bitch ass daddy.
Rude.
And she didn't even, her face even like changed. Like, wait a minute.
No, it didn't. She didn't even like flinch. Right. That's my daddy, sir. I was trying to figure out though, where did Kodak Black come in? Because Kodak Black is in jail.
I
missed that part entirely. All right. I heard was Kodak Black. And I'm like, wait, what?
The ghetto.
What happened? What are you talking about? I guess he wanted to prove that he didn't want that girl for her money, but he was like, he only bought me like 2 pairs of shoes. I don't even think I ever wore them, bitch.
First of all. Okay, rudeness.
That is so mean. Why would you say that? She's right here. I'm like, girl, you stabbed somebody over this man? Jesus. Fix it. Would you like to share with the class, Monique?
With what?
You looking at your phone?
Girl, somebody. I'm in this Duval edition. Is this your man page?
Oh, no.
It blows my mind when I actually see somebody who I don't
know.
No, I guess you could say no.
Familiar with?
Yeah, familiar with. A bitch.
Yikes.
The ghetto.
Don't be a messy boots.
I'm just for the comment.
Don't be messy boots.
Because I think there's such and such friend. Who is this?
So what are your plans for today? You gonna go home and nurse yourself back to health?
Well, you know, it is Easter, and we did get invited to an Easter egg hunt. And what time does it start? Please don't say 12. I ain't going. Like, at that point, I'm not going. Give me, like, 2 o'clock. I don't think I'm gonna go. It looks like it's gonna rain.
It look like it's gonna rain.
I hope it does. We can cancel it. I mean, you can do an Easter egg hunt any weekend. Look, it's me trying to convince you. I'm like, it's not even sunny outside. Let's just wait.
Ma'am. I don't think you can after. Can you?
Of course you can. Yeah, I'll sleep in your cell anyway. It'd be better.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Practically.
I'm considering going to Walmart in the morning to get
my You heard how she just said she was sick and she trying to go to Walmart?
Tracy gave me a mask yesterday.
That's good.
And I hadn't had one. But it's funny now. After I wore the mask, now I'm sick. So, what's going on here?
I think you're just under the weather, truly. What is this?
That's one of his friends. Remember, I was like, oh, is that the one you bringing? He was like, no, I'm talking about my cousin.
Is this your man? This is what girl, that's really
what this really me. Do. People be sending people boys pictures. Like, oh, I want to be anonymous. For what? Show yourself. I'm asking for a friend, but I want to be anonymous.
That's messy. Like, first of all, these niggas are for everybody. Secondly. And y'all know that shit. And y'all know it.
But bitches be in the comment, oh, very much taken. Ooh, girl.
Really? No, I was going to say, maybe I need to get on this page. No, you don't. Stay your ass. Go read a book.
Let me screenshot these comments. I got to send this. I'm trying to talk. We can't talk about shit.
No, we can't.
What are we going to be today? We can talk about everything, Kim.
Damn. That's you. Gotta. Do I know? Got a lock and key on your life.
God. One day, we won't have to be secret squirrel with y'all. I'm sorry it is this way. But for now, like.
You know, I'm sorry it is this way. Can't tell our business yet.
Can't tell my business yet. Out of respect for other people and their feelings. Which, you know, fuck their feelings. But at the same time, try to be nice. So.
I'm trying to be. You know what my favorite synonym for nice is?
What?
Kind. Trying to be kind.
Be kind,
Cause listen,
we were supposed to remember. I was like, "Can we can talk about breakups and manipulation?" Oh, I guess I'm in my feelings when I said it. Really talk about but it. Now I'm like, because we can't talk about it. We can talk about it. We can't talk about it.
No, not to the folks.
And I don't like it. I gotta wait a year to talk about it.
No idea when the statute of limitations is up.
Hello.
No clue.
Cause I gotta sign an NDA or something.
Listen, people gonna always be in their feelings, so.
Let me tell you, when I had Tracy in the room, was listening to, you know, the Beyonce songs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I had never heard the part where she actually said Tiffany's name.
So on Top Off?
On Top Off.
Uh-huh.
So it was playing, and then Tracy kind of like bust out and said it. When she said it, I was like, oh, that's the line.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like I never heard it.
It's hard to like, or it's easy to miss.
I'm now thinking about it, like, damn, I gotta hear it.
So she was performing it, or it was the regular song?
We was listening to Homecoming, so it's kind of like, I guess it was.
Oh, wait, I didn't even catch it at Homecoming. I thought Beyonce was going to be classy at Homecoming.
Maybe it wasn't, though. Oh, shit. Like, I don't know. Okay, I'm ready. Y'all can tell me and Kevin gossip, but I mean.
We have a duty. What time are we at?
49.
Well, we got to go for a few more minutes.
Do it.
Yes.
Stop at 50.
No.
Fine.
No, I gotta edit it down. And it's gonna be even less than that. We ain't been here in 3 weeks.
That's fine. Oh, you're right. But
I don't care. This is your you wanted to do this?
I'm gonna talk about things that we can't talk about on here.
Damn. Okay, you act like I'm going somewhere. I'm gonna evaporate after this podcast. But you're literally always here. Unfortunately. Sorry, man. I'm stressed.
Okay, tell them our plans after the quarantine.
We're going to go to brunch, and we're going to go to Atlanta. What you talking
about? We got
to
go back to Rooftop.
Yeah, we definitely do. And we got to go to we had a list of new restaurants going for ourselves.
We had a list forever.
Yeah. We was actually starting to get, do the list, and then they shut us down.
What you said last night, you was like, I took more on all her dates.
I did.
I was I'm so fucking right. You
didn't have any fun.
Any fun. I didn't go nowhere. I'll see my baby daddy nowhere. I'll see my baby daddy nowhere.
I miss sitting open table reservations.
Energy.
Yeah, open table was the best.
One day, I'm gonna get out of this chair. You go to Chris. Let's get Chris to go.
And eat it in the house?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, do something kind of fun.
Sure. And drink some wine.
Oh, and drink some wine?
Yes. We can do a little live recording if you want to. We can just watch TV. We can do whatever. We go to Kim's house. You know
you don't have coronavirus.
Oh, grandpa's sick right now.
Listen, you got it. We all got it. That is
hello?
Truly scary. Everybody got it.
You got it. Tracy got it. Kayla got it. Cherish got it. Some other people got it. I'm sorry, y'all. And whoever they around, I mean, they got it.
Also got
That's
it.
That's how that shit really
That's how it works. Real.
Who the fuck I got it from, though? Like, what?
Who knows? Your ass was out and about, like, everything's dandy.
She's home at Home Depot. Somebody in there got my ass.
Again, I still think you're just under the weather, but I really don't think you have coronavirus. But
why I can't smell or taste my food, though?
Because those things are connected.
I just want to eat.
You start talking about breathing, and I'm like,
I was really struggling last night.
Hold your breath for 10 seconds right now. You think you can make it?
No.
Ooh, see. Go to the hospital. Well, no, don't go to the hospital. Just stay at home. And see if you can fight through it. Because most people are. Most people are, like, you know, letting it pass at home without having to seek medical attention. Thank God. Just hope it doesn't progress to where you do have to seek medical attention. I can still smell things. I'm thank God for that. Yeah. I can still smell things. Well, again, I don't think I have that. It's just some donuts.
Kim, oh, you talking said, about donuts, y'all. Okay.
First of all, you very much remind me of my mother. Because I feel like everybody's mama done said, or granny done said that at one point.
What?
You gonna turn into a insert whatever.
Oh, yeah. I definitely told Kim, I think you gonna turn into a donut.
And listen, that would be a good way to go. Turn into a donut. A good yeasted donut. Brown butter.
A yeasted donut?
Yes.
Ooh. I got a free, all my birthday shit, I can't really claim it.
Oh my god.
Things have been like extended. Yes. But yeah, they Krispy Kreme offered me a free dozen.
Really?
I should have got it yesterday.
You should have. Dang. I forgot about that. I guess, yeah, they have like drive through, you could claim it. Starbucks give you free something on your birthday, usually.
Starbucks. Where's my cup?
Okay, you see, actually, that's what's wrong with you. Gluttony. That is Mo's biggest seven deadly sin. She already has one of those pink cups, and she tell them how many more you feel like you need.
Two.
And for what?
Because I need a backup, I need one for decor, I need one to actually drink out of. Hell, give me four.
Jesus, fix it.
So y'all cash out me $19.95. Well, just go ahead and send me 21. And I'll get my cups.
Don't give her anything. She don't need no more shit.
Give me everything.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, see if I can get up here and talk to me. Yeah, you did. All right, y'all.
Wait.
Do I talk all right, y'all?
Exactly. Don't try to rush these people off. Listen, you don't get Podcaster of the Year award. We have to give these people a solid outro. I don't know what we talked about, but I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for listening. We're trying to be better after today. You can find us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. You can find us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is HeyPrettyLady_. Give us a holler. Give us a shout. Follow us. Like, subscribe. You know, do all those fun, fancy things. I don't have a word of wisdom. Well, I guess this is a word of wisdom. Stay y'all ass inside if you can. Mo didn't take it seriously, and now she can't smell anything.
You know, all right, bye. Can we really close it off like that? Bye, y'all.
Bye.